The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Mexico was in the news a lot last week. It hailed a new trade agreement with the U.S. and Canada to replace NAFTA, and President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador and President Trump even spoke by phone about ways to improve Mexico's economic development in order to reduce illegal immigration.
Estamos estimando una inversión conjunta.
We estimate joint investments of more than $30 billion toward that effort, López Obrador said in Mexico City. It was a major break from the animosity that's existed between Mexico and the U.S. since Trump was elected 2 years ago. So this feels like a big moment for Mexico, which is economically and politically the most important country in Latin America for the U.S. Yet in this part of the U.S., Florida, and especially South Florida, we're so focused on Cuba and South America that we rarely, if ever, think about Mexico. The University of Miami thinks that has to change. On the same day Trump and López Obrador bonded by phone, UM held a major forum on Mexico. Scholars from both countries discussed what to expect when López Obrador takes office on December 1st. And one point was that Florida has a strong reason to pay attention. López Obrador is a leftist populist who may have friendlier dealings with leftist dictatorships like Cuba and Venezuela than past Mexican governments.
We have an important set of individuals living in South Florida very concerned about what's happened in Venezuela, and that something similar could happen in Mexico, the country that I call home.
Felicia Nall directs UM's Institute for the Advanced Study of the Americas. It hosted the forum, along with a new UM effort called the Mexico-Mesoamerica Group. Nall calls Mexico home in part because her husband, UM President Julio Frank, is Mexico's former health minister. Nall herself is a UM public health professor, and she's aware of a key public health issue where Florida and Mexico intersect.
We have to think carefully about crime and violence and drugs, and what we can say from South Florida on those topics.
Florida is one of the worst sites of the U.S. opioid epidemic and also the country's growing heroin addiction crisis. Mexican drug cartels are the major source of that heroin, and the massive profits they earn from it help fuel Mexico's crippling narco violence.
Es más importante que nunca el entender el.
Prominent Mexican journalist and journalism professor Marco Lara was a forum panelist. He said it's more important than ever for Americans like Floridians to understand how interconnected drug consumption is with Mexico's drug violence. Lara specializes in teaching Mexican journalists how to cover that criminal mayhem, which all too often targets them. The murders of journalists by organized crime in Mexico are at an all-time high. One recent victim was Javier Valdez, a friend and colleague of Lara's. Just before the narcos killed him, Javier and I had a long conversation about journalists being important protectors of human rights in Mexico, Lara said, but we're also the most vulnerable. Other panelists at the forum agreed that states like Florida need to keep that Mexican bloodshed in mind as they formulate drug policy. Roderick Camp is a Mexico expert at Claremont McKenna College in California.
The whole issue has to do with our demand for illegal drugs, and all we've done is to spend, you know, $16 to $18 billion a year on interdiction instead of programs that reduce the consumption. That is the most important contribution we could make to helping Mexico.
There are, of course, other brighter ties that bind Mexico and Florida, including trade and investment. Mexico is one of the world's top buyers of Florida's aircraft and boats, and it's a top supplier of Florida's cars and trucks. Mexican television giant Televisa recently broadened its partnership with Spanish-language network Univision, based here in Doral. The University of Miami, whose nickname is the Hurricanes, says it just opened an office in Mexico, and its newest campus group is composed of students from Mexico, like environmental engineering major Isabel Perez from Mexico City.
In Miami, Mexico should be just as important as all the other Latin American countries. More good Mexican restaurants in the area would also be nice.
Perez and her group call themselves the Mexicanes. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.